Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And happy to have the new offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak, joining us. And I guess just overall, how has it been since have you even set foot out of the building? Did they lock you in? Have you been out at all in New Orleans?
More or less, yeah. We've been pretty dialed in, getting our staff together, getting our playbook together, meeting the players. But I have got out to a few times to get to eat and see the city, so it's been great.
Go ahead, Mike. I was just going to say, I mean, overall, you know, if people are going to go, well, what's your offensive philosophy? What's your foundation? What's a Clint Kubiak offense?
Yeah. Well, I think we just want to be grounded and run the football. We want to have an identity that we can run the ball versus 8-man fronts, you know, and that's something we're going to stress to our guys early in the offseason and building our play actions and building, you know, moving the pocket off of that. And trying to be a really good team on first and second down. So that'll be kind of stuff we're dialed in on here in phase one and phase two.
And, Coach, that's what I was going to ask you. You know, I know you guys have been in the OTAs the last couple of weeks, and, you know, whether it's acclimation and, you know, classroom stuff coming as you build it. From a playbook standpoint, do you try to throw it all to them all at once as far as, like, over the summer, and then we kind of pull back once we get into training camp so I know what guys can understand, what guys feel comfortable with, and then even from you, because it's almost an evaluation standpoint. I know what you look like on film, but what do you look like on the field? That's what you've got to get a feel for as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Coach Allen gives us a lot of meeting time, so we have the ability to give them a lot of information, see what they can retain. You know, and try to probably throw a lot more than you would in a typical game plan so that, you know, guys are familiar with some schemes you might try to pull up, you know, in week six, you know, so there's some retention going back into the spring. So we definitely are going to load the guys up a lot mentally, and that's a big part of this early process is, you know, figuring out how we're going to teach our system and the best ways to get our concepts taught and understood and when we're going to show the film and when we're going to get on the grass. So it's a fun part of the year right now, planning for that process.
So I got a fun thing for me and you. Give me a play, generic play. Just give me a play. I just want to see if I can pick up what you're teaching me.
Yeah, trips right, 18 support.
Support or sport?
Support.
Support. Trips right, obviously we got that. We're running out 11. So how do you – is it zebra for names? Is it 12 personnel? How do you distinct that from a personnel standpoint?
I don't want to tell them.
No, you don't have
Carolina,
to.
You know,
generic. We're generic. We're generic. Yeah. We're generic.
Yeah. You know, 11, 12, 21.
Okay. And so from a personnel standpoint, that's normally how we're getting it in. And so from trips right, I got that. Yeah. And then the 18 support, that offensive line understands and knows exactly what that is. And whether it's a numbered system, everybody's able to check right away. From a control standpoint, your quarterback, he comes up, he sees something. I don't like it. It looks like it's a strong safety blitz off the right side. Does he have – I mean, I'm assuming he has the right to audible right now. He can throw hot. What's the communication that you want him to be able to pick up so he can give that other information to the offensive lineman as well as the receivers?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think this time of year it's important that you start small and you kind of call it and haul it and get guys.
Oh, yeah,
good
you just run it to run it to run it.
You build on what checks can be, and then you get to know the quarterback more, and we get familiar with each other and what those checks could be. So I think that's part of the, you know, relationship process between me and Derek. So, but we're gonna start small and get good at something first before we start going into, you know, the.
That's where you can be though at some point.
Yeah, you got to get there.
Correct.
Sure.
Correct. Okay. No. And so that's I'm just trying to check it out, Coach.
It's a process for sure, and I think that is one thing you don't want to do. You don't want to get there and get too advanced too early. Let's get our guys in there and get good at something and have an identity. And that's you got to get an identity first. So you got something to fall back on.
What about Taysom Hill and kind of, you know, not necessarily how you will use him, but, you know, having a tool in your offensive belt like a Taysom, you know, and it's sky's the limit, I would imagine.
Yeah, really excited to work with him. Obviously, I had a lot of respect for him as a player, haven't played against him, haven't seen him on film, and I think that'll be a fun part of the offseason as well, is getting to work together with him.
Coach, now you got my blood just churning a little bit. You're talking about running the ball. As a former running back, that gets me excited a little bit now. I mean, just when you look at it from a philosophy standpoint, and I know it's hard here, but in this draft of the running backs, of the skill players offensively, just talk about some of the pluses. We'll go with the quarterbacks. We'll go with the quarterbacks that are in this draft. Some of the pluses that you see from those guys that potentially will be round one, round two type guys.
Yeah, well, I think probably the number one thing you'd be looking at is how many games has the guy played? How many games has he started? What's his record? You know, the guy that probably get taken first overall tonight's played a lot of football, won a lot of football games. So I think is he a winner? That's something that you're looking for. You know, the decision making, the timing, and accuracy. Those are kind of three things we spend a lot of time on as coaches. So those would be probably the top four I'd be looking at: record, decision making, timing, and accuracy, and how that would fit into what we do.
You worked with Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, certainly Brock Purdy. Just curious as to and I know it's early and you've known of him, but what skills does Derek Carr possess that you think can be advantageous, not in a system, but your system?
Yeah, well, I think Derek's is a really good athlete. I think he's extremely accurate with the ball. And, you know, he's played a lot of football. And obviously a huge part of me getting to come here was the chance to get to work with him. And I've observed him from a long time, you know, just following the league. And he's a quarterback I have a lot of respect for. And just my short time with him has been really impressive. And number one, his intellect and what he can handle and what he can carry upstairs. But just those guys going out throwing and catching right now, that he's in really good shape. You know, it's really important to him to be a great player, and it's really important to me and our coaches that we give him a successful system that he can have, you know, he can build some confidence in.
I was curious, San Fran finished first in the NFL as far as red zone, you know, TDs, 67%, excuse me, also very strong on third down. I was just kind of curious as to, from a philosophical standpoint, what was it that made your offense so successful either on third down or really inside the 20?
Yeah, I think speaking first to the red zone, you know, it's not one thing. It's being able to run the ball down there, and that's having an identity, you know, getting to run the ball and having success there on base downs in the red zone, so you're not getting into, you know, third and six from the six, third and 10 from the 10. Those are tough downs. You want to try to avoid those. You want to score on your base downs. So I think that's something that Coach Shanahan really harped on with those guys. As far as the third down, you know, that's a whole another set of deals. But it's a team game, and we had a lot of really good players on offense, and it all started with them having great protection up front, good decision maker, quarterback, and weapons on the outside. So it's all about the players, and we as coaches just got to put an organized plan together for them.
Mike, I don't have anything else for him. I mean, it's 5 o'clock. He's drinking black coffee with a shot of espresso. That's my man. We good. We good, baby. I don't have anything for him.
Well, welcome to New Orleans.
Right,
we appreciate it, and we look forward to working and talking more with you. And have a great 3 days, and get some players, man. Get some players that you want for your team. Clint Kubiak, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.